The Tabernacle of David by Charles and Sarah Fopel. Introduction. We have emphasized in other writings the importance of understanding the Old Testament narrative as a shadow and a type of spiritual realities to come. And this was especially discussed in the book From Egypt to the Promised Land, which can be found on the Books and Articles page of www.wordforthebride.net. Indeed, we are walking through these realities even as these words are being written and read. Embedded within the storyline of the Old Testament is a curious account of some very dark days in the history of Israel that would eventually culminate in a jubilant foreshadowing of the redemptive purposes of God. This account in the first book of Samuel describes the seizing of the Ark of the Covenant by the Philistines, its eventual reclamation by the nation of Israel under the leadership of King David, and his bringing the Ark back to Jerusalem to be placed in a simple tent tabernacle that would house the Ark of the Covenant for the remainder of his reign as king. In the years following their taking possession of the Promised Land, the priesthood of Israel had fallen into a state of apostasy, a condition which generally characterized the whole state of Israel. God had a redemptive plan, however, despite the foolish attempts by the people of Israel to maintain their inheritance by the arm of their own flesh. God always has a redemptive plan. It would be many years before that plan would come to fulfillment through his servant David, who had a heart to bring the Ark of the Covenant back to Jerusalem, Mount Zion, in fact, which he knew with a burning inside of him was the rightful place for the very presence of God. We witness the faithfulness of God unfold in this adventure of bringing the Ark back to Jerusalem, despite the misguided strategies that were employed in the process. The state of affairs in which Israel found itself is not without parallel throughout much of the history of Christendom. Indeed, the history of the Tabernacle of David has great implications for the way in which God is bringing to pass his redemptive plan in our day. God has been, over the centuries, progressively revealing his plans and purposes to those whom he has been calling apart unto himself, sharing with them the precious pearls of his heart. Especially over the past century, wonderful life-giving truths have been revealed which speak of our identity with Christ as he is maturing us into the full stature of his sons who are to rule and reign with him. Increasingly, God is unveiling the glorious gospel of the restitution of all things into Christ, including all men and women, that at the name of Christ every knee shall bow and every tongue will confess that he is Lord. This confession will not come as a result of the threat of eternal torment, but in response to the irresistible love of our Heavenly Father for all of his creation. God is also now putting on the hearts of many with increasing intensity his intentions of revealing himself in and through his sons, whom he has been preparing in the secret place over the centuries. There is, in the hearts of these whom God has been preparing, a vision of the ultimate redemption of our bodies and the defeat of that last enemy, death. With this brings an increasing clarity and confidence of the nature of the kingdom of God, which is being established within these temples of clay. Along this journey of our sanctification, and further down the road from the wonderful realities of the feasts of Passover and Pentecost, there comes the dawning of yet a third important feast, that being the Feast of Tabernacles. Though many have either ignored this feast, or have taught that this is a spiritual reality that will not become manifest until after we die, let us never forget that there is an elect in whom the Holy Spirit has been revealing a glorious appearing of Christ as his permanent dwelling, his living tabernacle. There is a growing awareness in our hearts of the swallowing up of that last enemy, death, through the ultimate redemption of our bodies in victory, which is the very reality to which the Tabernacle of David was pointing. We dare to believe that this which has been attained, at least in a measure, in past history, is now being experienced in various Kairos circumstances, and will continue to be realized in the lives of His chosen few who have truly surrendered all to know Him in the power of His resurrection. This will come through the putting on of our immortality as the final blow to death in agreement with His salvation of the body. It is our prayer that as you read, the Lord will enlighten the eyes of your understanding, give you grace to confront the wayward spiritual condition that we find ourselves in today, as did Israel of old, and expand your vision to take in the glorious plan of God to bring redemption to all of His creation, and ultimately to defeat the last enemy in our lives, death itself. End of the introduction.